everybody, you know, remembers their trips with Grandpa. And I know that he's remembered as someone who made a difference.
And both Chuck and Jack were just really very authentic. They were the real deal.
People had a tremendous amount of respect for him, enjoyed him. He was a lot of fun to be around. He enjoyed laughing. He enjoyed showing people, you know, something that he loved, you know, getting people out into the wilderness. And I think that he had a real big impact on people that, you know, cared about all the wilderness and, you know, taking them on trips and, you know, running into bears on the trail.
When he had Ed Wayburn out on West Chichagof to show him the proposed wilderness area, Ed was the president of the Sierra Club, and they'd gone up, I think, to Golding Lakes, and there was a bear that started following the party as they walked back to the boat, and Jack was trying to herd people back to the boat and get them back to the boat, and the bear kept coming, and Jack picked up a stick, the only thing he could find around to try to distract the bear, and he knew that West Chichagof would never become a wilderness, he said, if Ed Wayburn was eaten there. So he picked up this stick and rounded on the bear and was ready to thump it on the head when the stick that was internally rotten fell apart in his hands. And he was left kind of just staring at despair. Fortunately, they made it back to the boat.
He was such a wonderful person. He was so knowledgeable and so caring, and he taught people so well. He was a wonderful teacher, and not just in about nature. He taught people about running boats and about caring about the environment and about how to write letters and just everything. That he was really a special person.
Bob Fedoroff, Margaret Calvin's son.
I think what she brought to the partnership with Jack in particular and with the conservation movement in Southeast was, one was her legendary sense of organization. She was a very down-to-earth and common-sense type of person, rarely had a bad thing to say about anybody, was pretty non-critical and non-judgmental in that way. But she had very strong opinions about, you know, what was right and wrong and about how people should be treated and as well as how the environment should be treated.
She just had a wonderful sense of humor, and there was just kind of this jolliness that was bubbling along under her exterior. However, if you were a bureaucrat and not enthusiastic about wilderness for West Chichagof, if she was at a public meeting and ever kind of folded up her knitting and had the two knitting needles in one hand and started pointing them at you, you'd best hearken well, because she had something pithy to say.
When he got the Environmentalist of the Year award from Jay Hammond, he said something to the fact that he thought it was probably because he was a better nasty letter writer than anybody else.
I guess we're both people who observe things a lot, and so we were able to point things out to people from other areas, that things that we had observed over the years.
He taught me how to live the life I wanted to live. Well, doing something I love, running the boat, to do something good, you know? Not how to make money, but to spread that word, the wilderness word.